Consultants reviewing CMPD's response to last year's protests in Uptown Charlotte heard from speakers calling for changes in their draft report and also how CMPD holds officers responsible. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The draft report by the Police Foundation in October said Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police, quote, acted appropriately as they responded to protests in September 2016 after the police killing of Keith Lamont Scott. The report offered recommendations in areas such as crowd control, de-escalation training, and transparency. Activist Robert Dawkins of Safe Coalition NC was the first of several speakers to say residents want more than transparency when it comes to violent encounters involving police.
Transparency is not our issue here. Accountability is our issue here. But the police always want to be transparent. If you don't do this, we won't hurt you. Well, when you do hurt us, what happens to you? And it's never anything. That's my question.
About 50 people attended the forum at Little Rock AME Zion Church in Uptown Charlotte. Kristen Williams said police body cams were supposed to increase accountability, but that hasn't happened.
There's video evidence, and nothing still happens with video, so that makes us feel like we're never going to be. If they don't get convicted with video, nothing's ever going to happen, and that's very frustrating.
Like Williams, many other speakers wanted to talk about police shootings, such as the killing of Keith Lamont Scott that sparked last year's protests. But that topic won't be in the final report. The city's $380,000 contract with the foundation calls only for a review of the protests and police-community relations. Another speaker noted that many African Americans are afraid of the police, and some police are afraid of them. Gemini Boyd, a convicted felon-turned activist, questioned whether anything would come of the review and challenged the consultants to write a report that reflects what they're hearing about fears on both sides. Frank Straub, a retired police chief leading the Charlotte Review, said the draft report failed to give enough voice to the community.
And I think we have learned through this process that there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of suffering, there was a lot of concern, and it is our obligation in the report to convey that as best as possible.
Straub said a final report likely won't be finished until January. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.